The AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be a cloudy, sunny mix today. Cooler temperatures, though, a high only near 70. It's official, likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump making it official today and naming Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. He tweeted that Pence is the pick, and there will be a news conference tomorrow morning. Trump was supposed to unveil that pick today during an event, but postponed it because of that deadly truck terror attack in France. The man from Racine who phoned in that bomb threat last October that closed the Racine County Courthouse for half a day gets 3 years in prison from Racine Circuit Court Judge Eugene Gasakevich, who also sentenced 46-year-old Lee Lucas to another year of extended supervision. Lucas pleading no contest to a charge of making a bomb scare. Charges of telephone harassment and disorderly conduct were dismissed. Lucas telling investigators he called in that threat, trying to stop an eviction hearing for a woman he claimed to be intimate with. Because of that threat, the courthouse was evacuated. It stayed closed until the afternoon of that day. Wisconsin Supreme Court, in a 135-page decision to a Dodge County case, upholding an appellate court ruling that says sexual assault victims can still be barred from testifying against their accused assailant if they refuse to let a judge see their mental health care records. The decision affecting the case of a former Fox Lake police chief. Same kind of issue the High Court received from Racine County and the case of Kurt Johnson of the famed S.C. Johnson family. He was ultimately convicted in a plea agreement on two misdemeanors. Racine's got a lengthy history, of course, of being an industrial community, and it continues to be felt with the need to clean up contaminated land that the city owns for potential future redevelopment, brownfields as they're called, different locations, though, having different priorities. The Redevelopment Authority this week, hearing from City Development Director Amy Conley, getting into what seemed to be the current priority setup, starting with the former Racine Steel Casting Site, which has received, she noted, a number of grants from EPA and through the state.
As we're applying for grants and working on finalizing different projects in the city, I've realized that, you know, as we're talking to our granting agencies, this tends to be the current and staff efforts and grants received from the EPA that we're working on right now.
Connolly noting Machinery Row and its connected projects along the Root River, they get high ranking after RSC, and she mentioned Uptown within the top five, a comprehensive plan now starting to unfold, projects like the Veterans Housing effort among the first trying to revitalize the area.
Uptown industrial sites that could be converted into, you know, residential properties or commercial properties. And then after that would be, you know, other root work sites.
RDA Chairman Jim Spangenberg was the former alderman. He urged Connolly to consider West Racine as a priority due to a shrinking retail base, but especially good housing stock. Couple of road projects going to be popping up in Pleasant Prairie starting on Monday. The DOT says one is the resurfacing of Highway 165 from the interstate to Highway 31. This will expand the road from 2 to 4 lanes between Corporate Drive and Turwall Terrace. That'll mean a new bridge over the Des Plaines River. The existing bridge will get a new polymer coating. The work to mean a single lane for closures in both directions for the long term. It's an $8.2 million project. It'll wrap up next summer. And work scheduled on Monday to replace the water main underneath 91st Street in Prairie, this between Sheridan Road and the Union Pacific tracks. That'll reduce the road down to a single lane, with temporary traffic signs installed at both ends of that project area. Some pretty big logs, about 8 feet long, coming off a truck this morning along I-94 in Kenosha County, leading to an accident with a car from which the driver went to the hospital. About 8 of those logs affecting southbound traffic north of Highway C. Roughly 9 o'clock or so, there came a rescue call out to the I for the driver of that car that had struck some debris. Several minutes later, then the State Patrol had to deal with a van that also appeared to strike debris. The ads say that Red Bull gives you wings, but there's nothing about the popular drink putting out fires. Just ask the man in Madison who figured, well, it was liquid, so he would try using Red Bull to put out the fire in his car. Didn't work. Bystander had to call 911. Man told fire officials he had smoke coming out of the car's vents, got out, checked the engine, got back in behind the wheel. Flames started shooting out through the vents. All he had with him was a can of Red Bull. He tried that, and again, it didn't work. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office says 35-year-old Jason Reed may have committed the largest number of sexual assaults in county history, and while not convicted of all of them, he will be spending 18 years in prison for some. Judge Chad Kirkman also giving Reed 15 years of extended supervision once he's released. Reed pleading guilty to 3 counts of second-degree sexual assault, 1 count of child enticement, several other charges dismissed under that plea agreement. Assistant DA Thomas Binger said it saved the victims, ranging in ages from 17 to their 40s, from the ordeal of having to testify. Binger adding that many more victims likely have not come forward. 2002 was the disappearance of Milwaukee's Alexis Patterson. It is still unsolved, police now confirming a DNA test proves that the woman from Ohio who was in the spotlight recently is not Patterson, that woman taking the test voluntarily. Salmonorama, the leaderboard, with a few days to go, still Eric Hoffman of Mount Pleasant. He has the biggest fish in the tournament, a brown trout at 30.40 pounds. The onshore leader, again, Robert Witkowski out of Milwaukee, a 22.48 pound Chinook. Smoke from a home in Racine at 1025 Hamilton Street early this morning turned out to be a fire in a first-floor bedroom, which led to about $4,000 in damage. How the fire began, that is still under investigation, but the flames did ignite a window and an adjacent wall. They were quickly put out by arriving crews who then had to check for an extension. Nobody got hurt. A baby born in the Milwaukee County Jail this week died. A correctional officer discovering the child unresponsive after an inmate with special needs had just given birth. Emergency personnel were called in, but the baby was pronounced dead. The inmate did not notify anyone she was going into labor. New survey out from the Marquette University Law School showing growing support for legalizing marijuana in Wisconsin. And State Representative Melissa Sargent says it's time to accept reality. She's a Madison Democrat, says those who are fighting the effort, claiming to be waiting how legalized pot is affecting Colorado, see how that works, they're just kind of dodging the issue.
We've been watching what happened in Colorado, and certainly Colorado has smoothed the edges, and Washington and Oregon and Alaska and, you know, many other states are moving down the path towards full legalization.
The Marquette Law School poll showing 59% of the respondents supporting full legalization and regulation of marijuana, just like alcohol. Racine County is part of the ongoing discussion about creation of another homeless shelter that will accept people who have alcohol and or drug issues, something that the Halo site currently does not do. In Dane County, the Board of Supervisors approved a proposal to put a homeless day resource center in the old Chamber of Commerce building. The price tag on that, $1.75 million. Similar to what Racine's Mayor John Dickert mentioned at a recent meeting at the courthouse, that new shelter in Madison will be at a central location near downtown and close to public transportation. Part of it could open this winter, but then the building closes completely in the spring of next year for renovations and full opening as a day resource center in the fall. An old-fashioned factory site on the south side of Milwaukee going to be transformed into the Milwaukee Community Equestrian Center. It's 4 acres. The police department will use that facility for its mounted patrol horses. 30,000 square foot building going to be able to accommodate 24 animals overall. More and more law enforcement agencies offering active shooter scenario testing for the training of officers, also representatives of government, business, and the community. Racine County Board Vice Chair Pamela Zender-Richards mentioning to her colleagues this week one of those is going to be coming up at the Ives Grove office complex in the near term. She's already been through it with an exercise at the Dennis Kornwolf building on Taylor Avenue, but suggested to her supervisory friends it's an eye-popping situation if nothing else.
Well, it had me scared silly at points. It's very, very informational and very worthwhile. And the Sheriff's Department is doing an excellent job. They are offering this training to other entities, other businesses that may have an interest. So I would encourage you that when this comes forward to attend.
No specific date mentioned, though, for that active shooter training exercise in Racine County. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave announcing the Workforce Solutions Center on Taylor Avenue going to be sharing in a $4 million work IT grant. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it's to provide information technology training for young adults across southeast Wisconsin.
The grant was awarded to a partnership of 7 counties in southeast Wisconsin, representing 3 workforce development areas. The Southeastern Wisconsin Workforce Development Board, which serves Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties, will receive $1 million over the next 4 years to train 17 to 29-year-olds with various barriers to employment in advanced manufacturing, healthcare, and information technology. Gateway Technical College, the local training provider, will partner to provide classes in IT-related specialties. Additionally, numerous business associations and over 40 individual businesses have agreed to support the initiative. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the Wisconsin Humane Society's current Racine location on Chicory Road, too small, having been inherited a few years ago from the old Countryside organization, now the process is underway to build at a new site. Next Tuesday evening, 6:30, the Mount Pleasant Village Hall. It's a zoning public hearing, a petition to rezone about 5 acres at the northeast corner of 90th and 16th Streets to build a 16,000-square-foot animal shelter facility. That same rezoning petition will then be taken up the following afternoon by the Village Plan Commission. Another community discussion about issues of concern to Racine area residents going to be held 5 to 7 p.m. next Wednesday in the St. Luke's Health Pavilion at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center. It is sponsored by United Way of Racine County. This will be the third get-together since 2015. A number of local officials have also been invited to attend and participate in a panel discussion about the community addressing areas of interest raised in past meetings. Democratic U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Cory Booker of New Jersey have introduced legislation that would fight poverty through transitional jobs and expanded tax credits. It's the Stronger Way Act, would create new transitional jobs grant programming at the Department of Labor, expand earned income tax credits, and make changes to the child tax credit. A few adjustments in the capital improvement budget in Kenosha to pay for dredging the Lincoln Park Lagoon okayed this week by the Stormwater Utility Committee. The Public Works Director, Shelley Billingsley, told the panel that a DNR permit will be needed, and because of testing done, this project will be costing a little bit more than the original estimate. The city, though, she said, is also after a grant from the Fund for Lake Michigan, trying to design and enhance natural shoreline around the lagoon.
This would aid in stormwater runoff reduction as well as maintenance, easier maintenance. We know that there's some issues with blowing debris into the cattails that exist there today. So staff is looking at what type of plants that'll all be done under this type of design grant that we have asked for.
It's hoped the DNR will issue the permit in early August, though Billingsley says it's possible this project won't happen until next spring. The Racine Unified School Board this week talking about how many facilities will be needed in the future and the criteria to consider in possibly closing any buildings or perhaps combining programs due to student population and programming needs. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen noted the Facilities Committee did some work along that line recently, and the facilities condition index could also be used as a reference.
And that is how much repair work needs to be done to a building. Basically, it's the cost of repairs versus the value of the building. The higher the number, the more needs to be done. And as a guide, as we look at buildings, we want to get that number to 20% or less. We have some buildings that are much higher than that. So when we look at potential closings, is that something we look at? The physical condition of the building. And in the old rubric, it was there as well.
There was no reference to a school A or a school B, and no names specifically, or closing of buildings or programs, combinations, things like that, just some general discussion about how to approach that issue in the future. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.